Yeah.
Hey, Tyrell. Jamie Lau. How you doing?
What's going on? Proud you called me. Let me step out here and talk to you.
Sure.
Dude, I sat down last night and I thought to myself, and along, I've changed my life, you know, over a period of time. You know, I've been in prison back and forth because when I was 19, I had sex with a 16-year-old, and I got charged with that, okay? Mm-hmm. Got convicted, my first conviction. I suppose I went to the Marines and trashed my life. But anyway, let me get to this point. Those guys that's in there, man, now, I'm going to tell you this. The only truth to anything I ever said is what Kenny told me. I don't know the Bowmans at all. Mm-hmm. I know Detroit. I know Kenny. I know Man Jackson. I know them three. I know Man. Well, I don't know if he's gay. But anyway, I know those three right there boys real good. They did dealings with. He used to buy dope to resell and flip. Me and Kenny. Kenny don't know me by my real name, but he knows me by pun. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's only right to do right. You know, if somebody's innocent, I don't know who pulled the trigger. All I know is what Kenny said. The rest of that bullshit, I was under pressure, I think, because when Mr. Sprinkle was sitting there, he come to the prison to see me, right? It's my first conviction, you know. In prison you have a programmer, right, that takes care of your case?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, at that time I was in there, and I just remember what Kenny had said, and I felt an obligated to say something what he said. That's the only truth to it. The rest of that shit's made up. Everything else is made up. I lied because I was scared. I didn't know. Somebody had got killed. Somebody had gave me some information, and I said, well, to make it right, I'll share what he said. And this is the only truth to all that. Scratch out all the rest of that crap. This right here is God's honest truth. Kenny told me, he said, man, this shit went bad. I said, what you mean? He said, man, we went over there to just try to rob this nigga. And he said, man, the nigga got trigger happy. I said, who? He was like, man, you know how Detroit is, man. I was like, oh, for real? And I kind of blew it off, you know. But I don't know the Bowmans, dude. I just know somebody got killed, dude. I'm going to be straight up with you so you can get to the bottom of whatever you're trying to do. That's all I know, man. That's what Kenny said. That's it.
Let me just ask you two follow-up questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, man.
Did Kenny ever mention who it was that got... If Detroit got trigger happy, you said, is what he told you. Did he tell you Detroit shot someone? If he shot someone, who he shot?
No, never said that. Never.
So all you know is Detroit got trigger happy and fired somehow, somewhere.
That's it. All he said is he got trigger happy. I mean, he used to walk through the projects putting that red beam on people, scaring people. That don't mean he killed nobody. But Kenny said that he got trigger happy. I said, well, Kenny, man, why in the hell you go? I said, hell, you're selling dope. You got plenty of money. I was like, God, I said, man, somebody died, dude. I was scared. What the hell? I let him stay with me that night. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what happened till the next day. I wondered why he was looking so grave in the face, you know. I was like, what's up, bro? He was like, go get a bag of drove and smoke a blunt. Mm-hmm. And that's when he started telling me that, but that's it. All that extra added shit is false. I was scared. I was young. My life's changed, dude. I got my life together now. And I want you to settle that, dude, and get it right, however it's supposed to get. But that's all I know, man. That's my hand to God on my kids. Kenny said this.
Let me ask you, was there any threats made towards you? Did you get any deal for giving that statement and signing to it what you did?
No deals were offered. Wait a minute. George Sprinkle did mention that he was going to talk to the DA, and he asked, would I testify in court? And I said, hell no, I wouldn't. I said, no, I just wanted to tell you what I know about it. And I didn't know he was over that sex offender shit, and it's been over 10 years now for me. But anyway, I can't hardly remember, dude. I just don't want to make up nothing. But I remember him saying something about maybe getting me out, maybe. And he kept, and like when he was asking me questions, right, he was like, tell me details of the crime, like, well, and I'm sitting there like putting shit together, lying, you know, like some things, you know, like, all of this stuff, you know, the only part about it, like I said, is what Kenny told me. The rest of that shit, I don't know nothing about.
And all Kenny told you was that they were out, I guess you said...
He said, that's what Kenny said.
Yeah.
And I'll, you can get it on recorder if you won't come by my house, but this is what he said. I woke up the next morning, he come out at night. Me and him was buddies. Now, if you say Kenny, you know a guy named Pun, you know, just out of the blue, he'll say, just say he's sort of country, he'll say, yeah, he knows me. But anyway, Kenny said, man, he's like, man, we was just trying to rock. I mean, Kenny done robbed a lot of cats, man. I mean, I've seen it, well, I ain't seen it, but I mean, he was a legend for robbing people, but he never hurt nobody in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started, he said, man, he said, Pun, boy. He said, I'm about to have to go. I said, what you mean? He said, I might have to run. I said, boy, what for? He said, man, we done went over there, man, us men. He said, we went over there. He said, knocked on the door. He said, Detroit. He said, man, that nigga's finger, he's trigger happy. But he never said he shot through the door like it did happen. He never said he done that. He just said Detroit got trigger happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he said. He never said nobody killed nobody. All he said was Detroit got trigger happy. Because Detroit thought that that guy was going to shoot him.
Do you know about when this occurred? Do you know when this happened?
Let's see. I went to prison in, what was it, 2000? Or 2001. Come on, Bubba. You come out.
November of 2000, I think, is when you...
Yeah, you're right. When I first went in, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, then it happened before that. I think it happened... It happened in 2000. I think it was earlier that year when that murder occurred, if I'm not mistaken.
But
I'm
just saying,
sure
when Kenny told you that, do you know when Kenny told you that? Because you don't know if it was the Bowman... You don't know if it was the Bowman... murder. Is that what you're telling me?
Say what, man?
You don't know if it was the Bowman homicide at all that he was talking about. Is that right?
That's right. That's
so,
exactly right.
So do you know when Kenny told you that? About
what,
when?
What? Like, what do you mean, date-wise?
Yeah, around. Was it a couple months before you got locked up? Several months.
Oh yeah. Several months before I got locked up. Oh yeah. It was before then, way before I got locked up.
How many months would you say it was before you got locked up in November?
I don't really know. I don't want to lie. I'd say about. I don't know. It was several months, though. It wasn't just a couple months, but it was several months. I'd say about maybe, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't want to make up nothing a lie.
Would you say more than two?
More than 2 months?
Yeah. Before you got locked up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say, maybe 3 or 4 or something like that.
Okay.
But I'll put it this way, dude, and I will be on your side, man, because I see what you're trying to do. I've been there before, and if you need me, dude, I'm there for you. This, you know, I was under pressure a lot, and the shit that George Sprinkle was saying, you know, and he was like, you got information, and then he was like telling me, you know, and I know some law, and I know he don't supposed to sit there and describe, you know, parts of a crime, but he was doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he also said, well, you know, I don't know, dude, but it was all wrong. I was scared. I was young. I made up a lot of shit. But the only truth to all of this shit that Kenny said, that's all I know, man. That's it.
All right.
That's all I know. And if you need me to testify for you, dude, I'll do it for you. I'll be on your side, man. Because, to be honest, now that I'm smarter and I got my shit together, my life together, I know what right is right and wrong is wrong, man. I ain't going to continue trying to... I've got my life together. The shit I said back then, I'm trying to remember my lies, you know what I'm saying? That I'm sitting here telling this George Sprinkle dude because he's sitting here promising me shit and nothing ever happened. He lied anyway. So, you know.
Well, Tyrell, let me just leave it at this, man. I appreciate you calling and telling me this. I mean, obviously, I had my suspicions and thoughts about what went on.
I wasn't going to keep...
You.
Yeah, I know, and I wasn't going to continue to do that, man. I said, you know, I prayed, and, you know, and I said, you know, I'm not a Christian or nothing, but I know what's right. I got kids now, and I've done the right thing. I called you a bunch. I figured you probably went home by then, but I was really wanting to tell you that's the God's honest truth, what I've told you today, man. And if you need me to testify or something on your side, I will.
Well, let me let me just tell you a little bit about that, Tyrell, and where we're at right now. And I won't be bothering you again. And you may not be asked about this again, to be honest with you, but you may. The way things are gonna shake out from here is next Thursday and Friday. There's gonna be a hearing in Raleigh, and at that hearing, I'm presenting essentially the results of my investigation.
Okay.
At that point in time, the commission, which is a panel of people that are appointed by government officials here in North Carolina. That commission will make a determination whether this case goes back to court. If they decide this case goes back to court, it goes to three judges will actually hear the case in Asheville, so in Buncombe County. At that point in time, Kenneth and Detroit, they're both going to have defense counsel representing them. I don't represent either side here. My goal is to get to the truth of what really happened when this occurred. So that's why if I think somebody's not being honest with me, I try to push them to get the truth out. I don't stand to gain if Kenny's innocent or not. I mean, I just try to figure out what really happened to make sure that North Carolina doesn't incarcerate people for crimes they didn't commit.
That's exactly right. You're right.
So here's what's going to happen. If it goes on to three judge panel, those defense attorneys, they may ask you to testify, but that's going to be their choice. So I wouldn't be the one who did it.
Okay.
So that's how it may come up again. But I don't want to tell you that you're not going to be bothered by this.
You gotta put your shoes on. Okay. Well, man, I'll tell you this much. Whatever happens, dude, I'm right here. So you know, you got my number. If you need anything else, you just call me.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tyrell. I'll let you get back to your family.
Dude.
All right.
Okay, man.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.